You still ain't get that booger, bro?
He won't play. You know I got the mic on today. He won't say I got a booger in my nose the whole day.
Bro, that's the biggest booger I ever seen, man.
Look at him.
Man, we have so much fun, man. It's kind of like we're not even at practice most of the time because we just always just having fun, man, because we enjoy life.
Everybody gonna think I got a booger in my nose now.
This is a real good one. What could I say about Duke?
That picture stick about to bring me to a new level.
Oh, on a new level.
You and Candy don't mix, Debo. Lord have mercy.
There's actually nothing positive I can actually say. No, I'm just kidding.
Good play. They done gave that boy a picture stick.
You see Deion running around, flying. He's been like that his whole life, even when he was at LSU.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! For real, I told y'all. All you gotta do is give Debo some candy. He gonna be a whole different human being.
Everybody know when you even hear a guy from New Orleans talk, you know. So it's just that's just how it is from where we're from.
Louisiana boy together, man.
You see this?
Y'all already know, dog.
You see this?
Y'all already know, man.
You know what I'm saying?
About that booger you got.
We're not talking this, man. I'm done with him.
Especially where me and Deion's from, I guess they put something different in the water down there.
It tastes like I was back at home in the bayou drinking salt water.
Grew up in the same neighborhood, played on different teams. He played for John Curtis, I played for Jesuit.
I can even look back to when I was a junior in high school. I was defensive player of the year for small schools, and Deion was defensive player of the year for big schools. So it's kind of like we've always been together.
Debo, bro, I don't know why they keep sticking me with you. I've been trying to stay away from you since high school, man. Why on earth the Lord keep putting me with this man? He don't want to leave me alone. This every day, y'all.
We had 3 years at LSU together. So, you know, that's like my bro.
Why I got to be all that, bro?
It's just like we picking up where we left off. And, it's always been like this, though.
All love out there, boy. You're going to love it here, yo, I'm telling you.
Our life is football, you know? Me growing up, him growing up, football was our only way out. I've been playing with him since he was, well, he's younger than me, actually. So since he was 18, you know, basically lived the life of an underdog. And we still do, you know, and that's his playing style and that's mine. So, I mean, that's why I'm just even glad to be in the same room with him again.
I'm here. I can stand this. I can stand all night.
Duke is a hard worker, and I feel like Duke is driven, you know, to, you know, accomplish, you know, what he has set for himself. You know, I'm just trying to help him along the process, you know.
Hey, Duke, inside Duke. Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of, like, giving him his space, too, and not just trying to smother him, but, like, you know, trying to let it, like, if I see him, you know, try to help him out, but... You know, I'm trying to, you know, let him, you know, fulfill, like, get the whole experience of, you know, what it's like being a pro. And I'm always there if you need me.
Keep it inside, Duke. Yeah!
Deion is just a relentless player, someone who's going to, if he gets knocked down, going to get back harder, going to go harder than he's ever been. If people only knew the work he put in throughout his life, if anyone else would be in the same shoes as he was, that he's in, they wouldn't have made it, you know? And that's why I'm just glad to be next to him.